And joining us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line is our guy, Jeremy Rutherford with The Athletic. At JP Rutherford is where you can follow him on Twitter. With Brad Thompson, I'm Anthony Stalter. No Chris Raunchy today. Raunchy's got the day off. JR, I know that Alex Pietrangelo joined your latest episode of We Win Blues. So before we get into the latest piece that you're working on now, which is who's going to replace Petro as the Blues captain, I wanted to ask you about your conversation with Petro. Just from the standpoint of, all right, if this is the last time that I'm going to get a chance to talk to Alex Pietrangelo, or at least one of the last times I'm going to get to talk to him about the Blues, what was one thing that you wanted to make sure that you asked him, not only for Blues fans, but yourself as well?
Well, I think just the question that when he turned down the Blues' 11th-hour offer that Thursday night, we're talking 12 hours before he became an unrestricted free agent, was that the last chance he thought he had to be a Blue? You just don't know. So when you tell Doug Armstrong, you know, thanks, but no thanks, I'm going to go to the market tomorrow, did he think that ended his Blues career? And he said no. And in fact, the takeaway here is that he said that even after Torrey Krug was signed by the Blues, he did not think that was 100% the end for him as well. He said there was some communication with the Blues over the weekend, even after Krug signed. But he thought at that point, you know, after taking a trip to Vegas, that what they had to offer made sense for him. And it wasn't until he put pen to paper he really believed that was the end for him in St. Louis.
JR, what was it specifically about Vegas? We know the team has been competitive the last couple of years, but it's much more than that. I mean, you're moving your family, and that's what he wanted. He wanted to go to a place where he knows what his future looks like. I mean, what exactly was it that really sealed the deal for Petro there with the Knights?
Yeah, I think the trip out there, and then his wife Janie made the trip with him, and she didn't know much about the surrounding area. Everybody knows about the Strip, Brad, but you know firsthand that there's a lot more to that city than the Strip. So they were able to go out into the community and take a look at the neighborhood they might live in, and do a lot of things and meet the owner and see the passion that Bill Foley has for hockey out there. And then also, I think, talk to some people that he knows, like a Paul Stastny, who, by the way, had been traded at that point to Winnipeg. And so, you know, if there's anybody who could have had something to say, like maybe the loyalty isn't here like I thought it was, Paul Stastny said the exact opposite. He said, great place to play. Fans are great. Organization is great. You'll love it here. So I think taking that trip out there, Brad, just really sealed the deal.
Jeremy Rutherford is our Blues insider with The Athletic, and he's got a new piece that he's working on now on who will replace Alex Pietrangelo as the Blues' next captain. So give us a sneak preview, JR, before your piece goes out at the Athletic.
Yeah, sure. Before I give you some candidates, who do you guys think? Who do you guys think should be the captain?
O'Reilly.
Oh, I don't know. Ryan O'Reilly probably.
Yeah, probably a slam dunk that the C goes to O'Reilly. Ever since he came here from Buffalo, people have looked at him as the captain type, taking some of those younger guys under his wings and, you know, what he did during that Stanley Cup run. But you have to be fair, and so I think we're going to mention as many names as possible, maybe even up to five in the article, which should be out tomorrow. But you have O'Reilly. You have Braden Schenn, I believe, is a candidate. I think you have to have Tarasenko in there, even though he won't be on the ice to start the season. And then you look at Jaden Schwartz, a guy who's been around for a long time, commands a ton of respect. And then I think throw Colton Parayko's name in there. He might not be ready for that yet, and especially I'll make the point in the article that he really needs to focus on the ice and develop that game and become that number one defenseman that they're going to look for now with Alex Pietrangelo gone. But I do think perhaps if O'Reilly were to hold it down for a few years, that Colton Parayko might be a guy who's in the mix in a couple of years. But those will be the five choices, and obviously we'll allow some write-ins because I'm going to have a poll for fans to vote. But, you know, kind of a good debate, even though you think that O'Reilly's probably the guy.
JR, is this something, and not specifically just with the Blues, unless you have an example of it, but do you think that sometimes clubs give out a letter, whether it be a C or an A, to a player because they know that sort of leadership is in them, but maybe it hasn't been unlocked yet? Like, maybe it's like, okay, well now that that's there, people are going to realize that I can have a voice, or I can let it out. Like, some guys that are a little bit more mild-mannered then get that and then become the leader.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's definitely evident when I've seen some of the decisions over the years, and probably not with the C, because at that point I think you've proven to them that you're leadership material and that you already have a pretty good command of the locker room, Brad. But I think definitely with the A's, look, I don't know that the Blues felt that Vladimir Tarasenko was worthy of a C or even an A few years ago. But he was a guy who was expected to perform on the ice, and I think they did want him to take on more of that voice in the locker room. And so they gave him an A, and he's worn that for the past couple of years. And I do think that, you know, whether he was expected to be that type of guy or whether it was because they did give him that letter, I think we've seen Vladimir Tarasenko the past couple of years kind of take control a little bit more and let his voice be heard.
JR, I know that you also broke down the Blues depth chart, what it looks like after signing Torrey Krug and Kyle Clifford, and of course then losing Alex Pietrangelo. What stands out to you about the depth chart right now? Where's the strength, and then where is a potential weakness?
Yeah, I think you could look at it. Let's look at all three areas, if you guys don't mind. I think on defense, whenever you write a depth chart and don't include Alex Pietrangelo's name, it just feels weird. He's been there, you know, a staple for so many years. We've talked the past week or two that we do think that even without Alex Pietrangelo, the lefty-righty balance and the balance in the top four with Torrey Krug is pretty good. You know, you wonder about the overall depth of that defense. You do have a Carl Gunnarsson and a Robert Bortuzzo on the back end, but you also have some young guys in Nico Mikkola and perhaps Scott Perinovich that are going to try to come up. So I think maybe depth is a little bit of question at this point. Forward, I think they're missing the top six, top nine forward, and maybe Doug Armstrong will be able to use some of the money that's going to be available to them by putting Tarasenko and Alexander Steen on long-term injury to start the season to spend some of that money and bring somebody in if there's somebody left on free agency or via trade. But I definitely think that when you look at that group, they're missing somebody up front. And then to me, the biggest question, honestly, it doesn't get talked about enough, is the goaltending. When you lose Jake Allen, all of a sudden that depth is gone. And I think a lot of people are excited about Billy Husso, but here's a guy who's never played in the NHL in terms of an appearance in the league. And then also they signed a guy to be a depth goaltender in the minor leagues who's played just 11 NHL games. So after Jordan Binnington, if he's hurt, there's 11 NHL games of experience behind him. And to me, that's an area that doesn't get talked about enough.